The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
to me, man, give it to me.
Oh, God, I love these guys. I love God. You know, I actually love coming to work because I just have to laugh. I'm looking at myself on the computer. Look, if I look like George Clooney, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? If I look like Ryan Gosling, it's okay. I have a face for radio. So you have to work it. So I'm a shade away from plugs, surgery. I'm at an age where you look at yourself and you go, all right, and everybody's getting all the plastic surgery. Liposuction. I saw one guy, I hugged one guy the other day. He goes, oh, I go, what happened? He goes, oh, I just had liposuction in my back. He goes, don't hug me too hard because it's here. I said, does it work? He goes, yes, it works. I go, really? I said, then I need plugs. He goes, look, he points to his head. He goes, I had plugs. I said, oh, okay, I'm ready. So I'm trying to fix up so you can watch on radio. I'm looking at my hair, and I'm putting stuff in my hair. Wait. I am so sorry. I'm putting stuff in my hair so it kind of fills in because I really need my hair Rhino Shielded. You think I'm kidding when I tell you about Rhino Shield? I need Rhino Shield on my hair because then it'll be like one color as opposed to a variety of colors. And I was filling it in with some stuff, which that topic stuff that they have. Al's looking at me going,
"This is George, can you get the shot? Can you get the shot? Okay. This is what he's doing. I mean, really?
It works, though. It looks good.
This is what you have to do to get hair on your head.
He knows what
look, bald is beautiful. Bald is beautiful.
Oh,
gray
Lord.
Is okay. I mean, come on.
He goes, what is that, GLH?
Right. No, but the GLH, he uses the reference 20 years ago. Because that was one of the greatest Ron Popeil infomercials in the world. Because he's in the middle of a room sitting on a stool with the studio audience. Yeah. And if you notice, like every other person had gaps in their hair and their head and whatever. He's pouring this stuff on like a magnet attracted to his head.
I have
fantastic.
To tell you, they have stuff now. It's not called, Fusion, X-Fusion. And then there's some other stuff. It's a spray that you can actually trick your hair. If it's on television, you can trick it like that. Like yesterday.
You're banging the can against your head. I don't understand.
I had to get the stuff out.
Buy another can then. What are you using? I can't. That last three.
All of a sudden I knocked myself out.
Right. What happened to Joe? Well,
he was trying to fill in the
topics.
Fill in the bald spots on his head for crying out loud. Oh, my God.
Just made me exhausted watching you do that. Shave your head. It took me 2 minutes yesterday.
It is a lot easier, I'm telling you. Hey, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, these guys with the knuckleheads. Jaden Horn's going to join us in the studio. He's a communication director for Reclaim New York. Talk about congestion pricing, the insanity of congestion pricing and everything else that the New York State budget is wrapping up. So we're going to check with Jaden on that. Carol Alt's going to join. Very excited. So I called Carol. I texted Carol late last night, and I said, I have immense respect and love for her. She's his dear friend. And I said, hey, you want to jump on the air? And she got right back and said, yep, come on to me. I think she's great. I think she's natural on the radio. So I said it'd be fun. As we stream live on YouTube, as we stream live on Facebook, and we'll have Carol Loft with us. Kevin McCullough is going to join us. Eileen Fisher's you know, Frankie, she is so cute. Eileen is cute. She's the dating relationship expert. Why do you need a relationship? Why? I'm at a point now, and believe me, there's a lot of news and we'll get into it, but I don't want to be with anybody. I don't feel natural with anybody. People write me love letters. They want to be with me, and I really appreciate that. I like, maybe because I've been married for so long
a couple times, and I got burned and stepped on.
So now you're making up
stomped
for
into
all
the ground.
Lost time.
Needles in my eyes, and my heart ripped out from my chest. Maybe? You think
you're
that's
a big
it?
Fan
maybe?
Of relationships, huh?
Maybe? Maybe? Kimberly with me all night with the kids the other day.
Yeah, but
Saturday.
Then she rushed you out. Like I got, you know, they got to take
I do a curtain
encore.
Call?
No. Got to go. Got to go. She's like you. She must have gotten that from you. You wouldn't have sat there for the Queen of England. She wants to run out the door before the end of the show.
I appreciate her staying there with the kids. It was good. But I don't feel like I don't. And then I'm going on these great trips, and I've had more fun talking like everybody who came to the show on Saturday night. You know, just being with myself and by myself, and you know, I was never like that before. I was always with somebody from day one.
Well, maybe this is the next level of your maturity,
and it's okay, right?
Fine with me.
But,
you know, I mean, a lot of people.
Don't you feel people say, "Oh, you got to get somebody."
Well, I don't. I mean, I don't pay attention to what a lot of people say that you should do about your own life. I'm a believer that everybody should chart their own path. But you know, a lot of people find not only obviously there are all sorts of romantic elements of a relationship that can address certain sexual needs that someone may have. But in terms of emotional,
did I even go there?
Yeah, I know. Really?
Well, no, but I mean, if you're not in a relationship, what
time
are you supposed to do?
You know. You want me to write the book? We'll talk after the book.
But then also, you know, it's a lot of times helpful to have someone that you trust, that you can confide in, and that can give you advice and give you emotional support, and someone that
there's
can
always
be
an ulterior motive.
Really?
It's never for your
what
own
is
good.
It? I see. Now, you see, this is your problem.
Always
you,
an ulterior
everything,
motive.
Everything, there's a motive. There's something. Mm-hmm. There's. Mm-hmm. Why can't you just exceed? See, that's why. You'll never be happy. But I think that's an Italian thing, too.
Paranoia?
Yes. Yeah. I also think Italians love to be miserable. I think Italian-Americans love to be miserable. My mom cannot. We're in a car for 40 minutes. Not one happy thing is coming out of her mouth. I said, is there anything good to talk about? No. I mean, that's the answer.
No, I said, that's another. I don't like the negative. If there was somebody really constantly positive and constantly with your well-being at heart, that would be interesting. Yeah.
But you'd still have a problem with it. You'd think there was an ulterior motive. Joe, I'm very happy for you, and your life is great.
I would say you're messing around.
Everything all right? You got a fever? What's going on? That would be you.
It's so true. So Eileen Fisher's going to come in anyway, and we're going to have some fun, and Carol Alt as well. Hey, Frankie, what's going on with this $19.1 billion House-approved budget? It's for natural disaster. And I want to talk about the president. And if I can see the newspapers, I've not seen it. The president and Melania. And how brilliant Melania looked in England. Thank you, sir. But with this budget, what is the problem? Now, the Democrats passed this?
Well, the Democrats passed it
in the
House, and the Republicans will most likely pass it in the Senate. So, I mean, it was approved overwhelmingly with bipartisan support. It was approved 354 to 58. So every House Democrat voted for it, along with 132 Republicans, that it allowed it to overcome this two-thirds procedural threshold that they needed. This has to do with sending billions of dollars in relief to ongoing relief efforts to a series of natural disasters. So, I mean, most people aren't going to. You see Americans dealing with flooding and being out of their homes, even though there's not a mechanism to pay for it. Most members of Congress aren't going to stop Americans from getting the relief that they need. Several Republican congressmen, Chip Roy of Texas and Thomas Massey of Kentucky, they stopped this right before the most recent holiday because they believed it was fiscally imprudent to spend this money without having a way to pay for it.
Yeah, but did they slip anything in there that the other side didn't like? You know, one side, they always slip some things in there. Because you see the natural disasters. We don't cover it because we try to stay live and local in New York, but my goodness gracious, in the Midwest, it's been horrible.
So, again, I haven't looked at the legislation thoroughly, but from what I understand, it includes an extension of the National Flood Insurance Program and more than $3 billion to rebuild military bases and Coast Guard facilities. Also provides $2.5 billion for community development block grants in Puerto Rico and states, and $3 billion for the Army Corps of Engineers to repair damaged infrastructure. So it all seems, from what I've seen, pretty focused. I don't know if there's additional pork in there, but from what I've seen, it seems pretty focused on disaster relief.
What's the matter now?
Thank you.
What's the matter now?
Thank you, Frank. So it was okay. So it's not a bad thing, this budget. Why are we not hearing good things about it then?
Remember, this congressman that stopped it, Chip Roy, was on the front page of the papers last weekend as the one guy that was holding up disaster relief. So, when you have overwhelming bipartisan consensus all working for it, what can you do? That's what democracy is.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
There's
nothing wrong with the microphone.
Who's on? Who's here at night? Is it people here at night?
I have no idea who comes in the studio after us.
It's dirty like in there.
What do you mean it's dirty like in there?
The microphone's a little dirty. It's like, hold on.
Stop spraying that. You're going to...
A little Duracell on there.
It's thousands of dollars for the microphone, and you're going to break...
I know. Hey, anyway.
Look, that's it. He's done for the show. He's going to be fixated on that for the rest of the show. You're going to keep looking at it cross-eyed. It's going to be a mess.
It looked like someone maybe had a meal before they used this microphone.
Credit.
I'm just telling you.
Maybe with that tax credit you get from Governor Murphy.
$125.
Wait a minute. Microphone.
Are you serious, though? Is that?
Yeah. So
he texted me this morning, and I'm going like that. That's impossible.
No.
That a governor in charge of a major state like New Jersey thinks you're going to get $125.
So this dummy yesterday at a press conference. No, he's a dummy. Al Gattulo says Governor Murphy is a dummy. Here's why. So he has a press conference yesterday talking about how he's expanding medical marijuana so that it's available to more people throughout the state. They're going to open up more dispensaries, et cetera, et cetera. Great. That's great news. Right. Then he says, in terms of the tax budget that's going on, and they're trying to meet the end of the year fiscal budget, he says a millionaire's tax, we do a millionaire's tax. Each person who makes $250,000 and below is going to get a one-time $125 tax credit on their tax return next year. What am I going to do? Now, in my town, taxes average anywhere between $5,000 a year to, let's say, upwards of $20,000 for some houses. What is somebody going to do with a $125 tax credit? It costs me more to pay for my Easy Pass a week. At $125.
Yeah.
I can't pay the tolls to come into the city at $125. What is that going to do for people? Here's the answer. This is what he wants to pay for free college for immigrants. He wants everybody to get a driver's license. He wants free health care for everybody. He wants all this pre-K, 4K, free legal advice, work this, that, whatever. Yeah. This is what he wants to do. Here's the answer. Steve Sweeney has a plan, the Senate president, to fix the pension. To put money back into the state to help to pay for some of these things that Governor Murphy wants. Why is the governor so resistant on this? Why is the governor trying to tax millionaires that he says there are about approximately anywhere between 16 and 18,000 millionaires that either live in the state or are living here and some are out of the state.
That will be leaving shortly.
Correct. Yeah. They're all going to leave. And then what? Guess who's going to pay for those taxes for all those programs that he wants?
You're right.
The middle class. He's wrong.
Right.
Now, apparently there's a woman who wants to recall Governor Murphy. There's a petition going around.
So
apparently she has about a quarter of the signatures needed. But she needs a little less than 1.5 million signatures to be verified in order to recall the governor. Less than that came out to vote for this bozo 2 years ago.
Now with the names, I'll see what the year.
But what I'm saying is there are so many people in this state that can't stand the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine if they actually got the signatures to recall this guy?
Yeah.
He'd still get voted in because people wouldn't go out and vote.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting next couple of years. 718, I'm looking at the newspapers in New York, and we appreciate you listening all around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. But the New York Post, Queen rolls out red carpet for Trump. It says, and it has a nice picture of Melania and Donald there. This is great. Even the New York Times, look at this. It's got the president. This is what I like, the president, how he's a regular guy. And I'm sorry if you don't feel that way. He's talking to I'm showing the picture of the red coat guys with the hat, with the high hats. Look at that, Frankie. Is that the funniest thing?
Yeah.
He's actually talking to no one.
Nice.
I've never seen anybody in all the pictures with royalty and a president talking to one of the soldiers. It's only Donald Trump would do that. I love this. Of course, then they take a shot in the Daily News, crass versus class. You have a picture of I've never seen a queen smile. I've never seen her laugh until I saw this picture with Donald Trump. They're having a great time, and the Daily News has to take a shot. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I think we should embrace it. And hopefully that the president will make some good. I have a feeling that the United Kingdom is rolling out this red carpet because once they make a hard Brexit, once they step away, they're going to need us more than ever. And I think that's what this is all about, and we welcome it. And I just think it's a nice thing that we could celebrate that Donald Trump and Melania are representing the United States in a stellar fashion. 719 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Jaden Horan's going to come in. We love Jaden. And Carol All coming up next. We got a whole show for you today. 877-970-2999. Our Balance of Nature phone lines. I need a new microphone. Thank goodness for Durasan. I sprayed it. Someone came in, had a meal, and then used the mic last night.
As their napkin? The microphone? Oh, that's crazy.
Only me, Deb.
I like how you were spraying the Durasan the other night when you were performing.
That was that great. That was so funny. Was thank you. It looked good with the spotlight. You could really see the spray.
Yes.
I was enjoying that, you know. Hi, how are you? Peace be with you in church hold. Let me just spray you for a moment, and I will shake your hand and give you the peace of Christ. Just don't touch me, whatever you do.
That was so funny. And I can't believe that driver returned your Durasan to you.
He thought it was my ID because he saw my picture on it. He was all upset. And he goes, No, you got to go back there. The guy drove all the way back to Wall Street to bring me the Durasan. I didn't have a heart to tell him, look, it's hand sanitizer. It's on me. Keep it.
That's great. Oh, that is great.
You know what, though? You're right, Deb. See how nice people are. People are nice like that.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you tip them heavy, they're really nice.
That definitely assures extra nice.
Hey, 20 minutes after 7, talk about nice. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take a ride over to the subway. Subways are actually on time, but over on the PATH trains, delays Hoboken to 33rd, and it's all due to some ongoing car equipment problems over in Hoboken. Let's go inbound over at the GWB. We're still seeing some delays here across that upper level, 40 minutes in, 20 to the lower. Now, if you're heading to the Lincoln, it's 45, Holland 15 to 20. If you're heading to Route 4 in Paramus, that new construction pattern to deal with. Garden State Parkway northbound, right by the Cheesequake service area. Accident in the local lanes, 287, getting reports of an accident north, exit 3 in Edison. Expect slowdowns this morning at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, lower level into town. It's a disabled truck on the Grand Central Parkway West at 168th. Watch out for a collision there as well. Watch for volume Staten Island Expressway East right into the Verrazano, LIE West Sunnyside Boulevard, a stalled car. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now, Napa Auto Care Centers. When you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Larry Elder knows why Mueller doesn't want to testify publicly.
Here's the deal. Mueller feels he's already testified. He wrote a 400-plus page report on the investigation.
Everything's in there.
Interviewed all those witnesses. Took all those depositions. Had all those investigators. Spend $25, $30 million. Why do I need to come and testify again? What's the point?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart is expanding its program to help its employees to receive college degrees. The Live Better You initiative allows Walmart workers to study for $1 a day. USA Today says Walmart has added computer science and cybersecurity to the program, and it's added more universities. Also, high school students can receive help with the ACT and SAT college entrance tests. Reports that the government is prepared to investigate multiple big tech companies plunged the NASDAQ into correction territory yesterday, meaning the index slipped 20% below its high. However, the Wall Street Journal says Google is ready for a legal fight and is prepared to show the government it does not hold a monopoly. The Dow closed up 4 yesterday, but the NASDAQ was down 120, S&P lost 7. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
It's happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
I love irritating Al. Part of the joy of life.
I don't. You may like it. I don't. It's all right.
I think I like the mohawk better. I'm not sure.
It can't come back unless you want me to put a wig.
No. Let's get
you're
out.
You're banging stuff on the side of your head to keep it whatever, and now you want me to go get a wig. I'm wearing a blonde wig at the end of the month for my costume. My son.
Will you spray it on?
No.
If I bring you the spray
this
out?
This is it. Bald now. Until I grow my hair back.
Wait, because the summertime, it's...
Yeah, it's too hot.
Free and easy.
What am I going to, you know...
I love this
and
guy.
Besides, my hair would have been uneven to begin with the mohawk in the middle.
So I'm telling you about John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. Well, this is a great book. You have to check it out on Amazon. Why People Don't Like You from Mr. Bramnick. They say New Jersey's funniest lawyer, and he is. And he's a stand-up comedian, and he's a great public servant, has done so good for the state of New Jersey. Now, he wrote this book, Why People Don't Like You. Is that part of the things in John book? If you have purple hair, don't tell them that you don't like it. If you're bald, you should tell them to wear a wig. Because there's certain things that we do that are just inappropriate. Like John says, if you show up first at a diner or restaurant, take the worst seat. And that is so true. How many people you go in and they put the seat that's against the back of the wall that is facing out, that's the best seat. Don't take that seat. Take the worst seat. Be respectful. Don't be the person that always brings up politics or religion at parties. Don't even go there. And he's absolutely right. And the only people that care about your success are your mother and your father. So, you know what I did? Yeah, I did. Don't brag, please. This is called Why People Don't Like You. It's the name of the book. Great read. I highly recommend it. It's a great coffee table book. It's got illustrations by Pat DeBrentano, and you will love Why People Don't Like You. Available on Amazon. You got to check this out. Get your copy today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Albert. 728 on AM 970. The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. We're streaming around the world, actually. And thanks for watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on Facebook. Jaden Horton's our buddy. This guy's going to be a big radio star, if not a TV star. Communications Director for Reclaim New York. It's a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing a statewide grassroots conversation about the future of New York. Jaden, good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you, Joe.
You know, I keep forgetting, and we're going to talk about all the things that are affecting us in New York, New York. Did you tell me you played football?
I should have.
Yeah,
I should have.
Look at the size of you, man.
I know.
You look, you could take someone out, my brother.
I know.
What did you, no sports at all?
Nah, I swam.
Yeah, that's what you told me. Swim.
Butterfly.
So, yeah, but two strokes and you're the whole thing. You boom. That's it. Huh?
Right. Well, I have flippers. I have size 15 shoes. So, yeah.
You
know,
I can
go right through the water. I don't even have to work hard.
How did you find the great Liberty University? How did you find that great school down there when you went down there?
So, you know, I always knew that I wanted to do politics, and their program is incredible.
Yeah.
And so when I was looking at doing schools, I wanted to get to D.C., and I chose a school that got me to D.C.
Yeah.
The moment I graduated, I was able to go up, secure a job, and, I mean, no regrets. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's a great school.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. We had the best time down there. And then, you know, I went down there, and when I did the convocation,
yeah,
you know, with Jerry and President Falwell and everybody. It was great. So they got me a little box that said Joe Piscopo on it. So it was like a gift thing.
Yeah.
And how nice was that? I mean, so I opened the gift box. So you know what it was? It was M&M's. So I'm like, I like chocolate, you know. So I go, wow, okay. Now, I didn't realize it because my eyes are getting red. They actually put Joe Piscopo on the M&M's. They put.
Shut up. See, they know how to. They know how to treat you right. Look at those details.
I didn't know until like yesterday.
Doubles in the details, right?
The other day, I said my son Mikey. That's great. They put the name on. I said they did. My eyes, my Magoo reading eyes. I didn't have my glasses on. I'm going. That was so classy. Just
was like, it like really really tiny font?
Yeah. Well,
like,
yeah.
Real tiny.
No, I'm just getting blind. But God forbid. No, God forbid. No, you know when you get older, I said that was so nice. And David Nasser down there, the pastor did a great
incredible.
Job. So tell us what's going on. We're wrapping up this legislative session in Albany.
Yeah, we got 11 days left.
I'm afraid to ask. How's everything going, man?
Look, not so good.
Yeah.
So main things that the governor's really pushing is rent control and rent regulation. And this is something we've been talking about at Reclaim. Something I personally have been talking a lot about. And essentially what it would do is we have New York state government saying that landlords are going to lose the ability to raise rent after they do capital improvements, after they invest in their buildings. So essentially, we have New York state government saying,
yeah.
And just listen to the hypocrisy here. The state government saying, oh, forget NYCHA, forget that crappy housing you have in New York, that we have 400,000 New Yorkers living in third world countries. We're going to come in and tell landlords who give an absolute care actually about their buildings and tell them they're not allowed to improve things. They're not allowed to make the rent return their investment.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the government gets involved like that into a private business like that. And now we have this one-party government in New York, and I'm sure there's some taxpayers got to be worried about that. What is your biggest fear with what's going on? Well, because I'm looking now, we've lost New York State. We've lost it. We're losing New Jersey. We've lost California. Jaden, look, you're a young guy. Look what happened in California. What is going on in California, in San Francisco, with the homeless?
I mean,
in Los Angeles. And then Gavin Newsom, the governor, help me out here, man. He's kind of like, he blames Donald Trump for everything. These people have no idea how to. And now, to your point, you have the government stepping in now to the private sector, dictating. This is socialism. Look at Venezuela. Well, how do you smack these politicians upside the head and go, come back to reality, man?
Yeah, I mean, they can't see the connection of their policies to the consequences. They always want to blame someone else.
Yeah.
It is so easy to demonize people that want to make money.
Yeah.
It is really easy. It is a lot harder to say and look in the mirror and say, our government policies are causing this problem. We are throwing more money at homelessness in this country now than ever before. And yet we have a homelessness problem writ large nationwide, mostly in states that are governed by our new socialists. I mean, how freaking ironic.
Yeah.
We have government housing in New York, and yet we can't find the ability to give the homeless homes. Well, maybe if we stop disincentivizing charity, maybe if we stop demonizing rich people, the people who built our libraries nationwide, the people who built our museums, the people who invested in our culture, and instead say, hey, charity is a good thing. Being rich isn't bad. When you're rich, you can give back because that's what people want to do.
Yeah, it's true.
No one wants to give money to the government. That's not a charity.
And
they spend it.
But don't you think it's a distraction when Gerald Nadler, this is Gerald Nadler's district here, and you're right, and you walk by the homeless and you see the poor folks on the street and you want to help them. You don't know what to do. And they're constant. And they're the same people. You think somebody would come and say, come with me. There's a place we can go to. Gerald Nadler's going after the president, and they've got this whole takedown President Trump agenda when he should be here. I mean, this is they're taking their I don't know how his constituents, Nadler's constituents, or the people that vote now Democratic, just go along with this terribly progressive agenda.
Well, because, I mean, the base is there, too. The base rapidly hates the president, and all they care about, all they're fixated on, is taking down the president.
Yeah.
They don't care about the issues that everyday Americans face, especially their constituents.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially when we're talking about these urban Democrats, look, their constituents are overwhelmingly rich. So they really, really, really don't care, because these people that are homeless, they don't vote. They're not a part of the process.
Yeah.
The people that live in the outer boroughs, you know, the participation rate in elections out there is down to 10%. 10%.
Yeah. Hey.
So, you know, the solution is we have to have people wake up and say, look, our politicians need to be solving problems for us, not making it harder for everyone under the guise of central planning.
Yeah. It's so true. What were you doing in New Orleans? You were down in New Orleans?
Yeah. So I
great
took my,
town, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I took my wife down for like a 3-day weekend.
Oh.
And I'd never been.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, you know, try the food. And, you know.
French Quarter?
Oh, yeah. French Quarter. And gained about 7 pounds.
You know, I have to tell you, they do a great job. You know, the crime, in that, in some of that area is just terrible.
There were two shootings. On Bourbon Street.
Yeah, just like when you were there.
Yeah, when I was there.
I know, you don't think about it. And we love New Orleans. It's great. I've been there. I have dear friends down there, but it's true. And in Paterson, New Jersey, too. How would you, as a young guy, man, and when someone's young like yourself, or I see Madison Jesioto comes in, or Kaylee McEnany comes in, the young, you know, conservatives, really, mm-hmm. that come in and understand. I don't even know if you're conservative. You're a common sense guy. How do you get to the generation to say, do you see what's happening? When I see shootings in Paterson, New Jersey, over the weekend, and they're not bringing manufacturing, like I've been railing about on the radio for years, to Paterson, New Jersey. They don't care. They'll go after the president. They will skirt the issue. Al said it. The governor's going to give us $125 back on a millionaire's tax. Go and rebuild that community, that glorious community that was Paterson, New Jersey. Why doesn't the young, the AOCs of the world see this? That's right in front of their face.
Look, one, they're indoctrinated, you know, from schools. Two, they listen to their own echo chamber. All right, they read media that is incredibly left-leaning.
Yeah.
They talk to other people in this safe environment where no one's challenging ideas. You know what I do? I go and I find people who likely will disagree with me, and then I try to figure out what it is they actually believe. Because when you get down to it, you find out that what they actually believe is a lot different than the talking points that they spout. You know, people always talk about that they believe that rent control and rent regulation sounds good until you tell them that drives up the cost and lowers the ability for them to get an apartment. And they go, draw that connection.
Yeah.
So I make that connection for them. And they go, oh, my gosh, I'm not actually for this.
You know, and then I got so much to talk to you about before we let you go. What's going on in New York? What's with the rat problems? Rats are worse than ever. The mayor takes off. If I was running for president, I would take care of the problem at home first. Did you see the rat on the pole? Matt Conklin tweeted it out. I said, please don't tweet that out. That was disgusting. There was a rat in the subway dancing on the pole. There was a rat pole dancing in a subway. Only in New York.
Only in New York.
Is that cities everywhere, I guess, though, huh?
Look, you know, California's following our lead. Apparently, they have a rat problem in City Hall in L.A.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, utterly ridiculous. This is a consequence of government policies that aren't focusing on actually doing what they're supposed to be doing for their citizens.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of focusing on, you know, whether it's these $750 million mental health initiatives, whether it's shoveling money into, you know, green projects, or, you know, enforcing developers to improve their buildings, the cities are not taking their job seriously, which is basic maintenance and basic cleaning.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to have a city
and it's going to
be involved in every part of our life, the most basic thing you should do is make the city livable, right?
Yeah.
Livable.
It's so true. Hey Jaden, keep the fight, man. You're a young guy and you're making a lot of sense. Are you getting across to other young folks? Maybe we don't see it. Maybe we don't hear about it. And we have a lot of them on the show, but you're getting across to folks your own age that they understand. And maybe this is not the way to go. My dream is in the future that they see it, that they awaken, because otherwise we're going to end up like Venezuela, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, that's why you got to keep pounding it, because otherwise, you know, people aren't going to listen.
What did Frank say? What sleep machine did you try? What did you try? The sound machine, you mean? Is that what you did?
Yeah. So you show me the app. So I do, like, on Spotify.
On.
Yeah,
am
no, I,
right? I
just put on Ocean and Storms.
It works good.
It works great.
I can't sleep without it, but it drives people crazy if I'm with somebody. They don't like to listen to that, though.
Yeah, Ocean. My wife doesn't like it, but, I mean, it's better than, like, the trash sounds.
The garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was one of those garbage guys banging it. We used to enjoy doing that.
You were one of the people keeping me up.
It was great because if I'm up, everybody's up. That's the attitude of a good garbage man.
And it's a real public service.
Yeah, that's...
It's a real public service. Clean up our streets.
You're absolutely right. Jaden, good to see you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Come back anytime. Jaden, right there. Jaden Horn, right there from Reclaim New York. Joe on the radio, 739-877-970-2999. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New Jersey putting out the word that it's hiring growers in an effort to expand the state's medical marijuana program. The Department of Health announced yesterday it's hiring dozens of cultivators, manufacturers, and dispensaries as part of the expansion. Officials say over the past year and a half, the state's demand for medical marijuana has tripled and that they're playing catch-up as a result. A bill to expand the program is being considered in Trenton, but as of now, New Jersey has six medical weed producers who grow and sell the product in-house. A new study finds that drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is no worse for your heart than drinking one cup a day. Researchers with the British Heart Foundation looked at more than 8,000 people who drank varying amounts of coffee and compared their MRI scans. The data seemed to contradict previous studies that suggested coffee stiffens arteries and increases the risk of a heart attack. In sports, Yankees are in Toronto tonight to battle the Blue Jays. Bombers lead the AL East by 2.5. Mets host the Giants tonight for the start of a 3-game series. Amazons 4.5 back in the NL East. Stanley Cup Finals Game 4, that goes to the Blues. They skated past the Bruins 4-2. The series now tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 set for Thursday night in Boston. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on the Palisades Parkway. Southbound Palisades Parkway approaching exit 15 in Stony Point. All lanes subject to closure. Serious accident. Looks like emergency activity at the scene. Over on 45 North Main Street, that's closed at Washington Ave in Spring Valley with a collision. 684 slowing down southbound into the Hutch with a collision there. Left lane remains blocked. Let's go inbound at the GWB. It's 40. Lincoln 45. Holland about 20 in for both approaches. We're still seeing some slowdowns on 3 eastbound getting out toward the Meadowlands. Garden State Parkway North by the Cheesequake Service Area. Accident in the locals right before the Driscoll Bridge. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge. Lower level getting into town. A disabled truck just cleared out of the way. LIE West Sunnyside Boulevard, a stalled car. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a 2-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
Business owners, the strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally everywhere with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that puts your products and services on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, U.S. MULO, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amarant a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amarant today.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's 7:44. How are you? I'm looking like my father. I'm looking at myself in the monitor. That's so good. I have the 1958 glasses, those glasses that they have. I look like my, we turned into our parrots. So, hey, I should be so lucky to look like my pop. Hey, can I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn? Michael's of Brooklyn, right there in Avenue R in Nostrand. And it's a true staple. It's an Italian-American experience. It's not just a restaurant. It's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. This, according to the Food Network. And they make the sauce right there. They make it right there on the property. And that's what I love about Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. They keep the heritage, the tradition alive right there in Brooklyn, New York. And when they make that sauce that you see when you're listening all across the country on AM970TheAnswer.com and you see Michael's of Brooklyn in the supermarket, boom, it's made right there where the restaurant is. One of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. You've got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn. They've been there since 1964. The food is great, but the best part about it is the chance to experience that authentic legacy of Italian tradition. That's what I love about Michael's of Brooklyn. Aside from the food being spectacular, aside from it being one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, aside from them making the sauce right there, it's the heritage and the tradition that you will experience when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue R and Nostrand, right there in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. All right, here we are. All right, let's open it up here. What's going on? I'm tired of hearing this mayor, this London mayor. And I want to be gentle here. I don't want to be accusatory and, God forbid, racist. This guy is scary. This guy, the mayor of London, he just seems scary. All he does, he attacks President Trump. That's all he does. And what's his name, Mashrik?
Sedek Khan.
Mayor Khan.
Pretty scary in Star Trek, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sorry.
I know. Sounds like a Star Trek character. And he goes, and he comes, how could you welcome, I'm going to not bother with Donald Trump when he comes to London. And then he writes an editorial. And he says how terrible it is that Donald Trump is coming to London. Meantime, this is the guy, and I said yesterday, that welcomed Louis Farrakhan. He welcomed Farrakhan into London. And he does not understand that there is a good portion of the Brits that do like the president. And then they do this. They put things up on, I guess it was on the with the Big Ben Tower, whatever that is over there. They put on the whatever that thing is, that Big Ben thing, whatever it's called there. Yeah, no, I don't, I'm not. If it's Italy, I'm interested.
Big Ben is the tower. That's what it is.
Is that Parliament's like run underneath that? Is that right?
I don't know. Parliament runs underneath it. Yes.
Staten Island, New Jersey. Those English people.
Never been to England.
No, I've been.
He's got the whole tobacco.
I've been there.
It's been a while.
I've been there, but yeah. I looked. I saw Big Ben.
Oh, look, kids, Big Ben. European vacation.
So there was, So there was something on it, and it showed the approval rating of Barack Obama in England was 72%, and then Donald Trump was 20-something%. You know what? I take pride in that. Because I don't care what other countries think of the president. I don't care what other countries think of us, as long as America is first. Am I wrong at that? You know what I mean? It seems so askew. But the good thing is, and just to stay positive on it, it's nice to see the royal family accepting the Trumps in such a nice fashion. It just seems like everything.
Well, what else do they have to? I mean, no offense, but what else does the royal family have to do? This is their whole thing.
They don't have to roll out the red carpet. They do not, and they could have put off the trip. They did. They welcomed them. I'm telling you.
I'm just saying they don't have any other function in the country except to do these humanitarian things. And
I never understood royalty.
He's meeting Theresa May this morning. That's a little bit more important about the Brexit thing. She actually runs the government for how much longer? We don't know until they have this vote.
Right,
but,
6 days.
You know,
60. Yeah, she's out, right? She's
yeah,
out.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I like. I just. I just think it's nice and everything. But I would love to see. I with my sixth sense of humor. You know, Michael Myers as Austin Powers. Just jump in, just for a joke or two like that. But I think it's great, and I think they're setting up what's going to happen when there is a hard Brexit. Something tells me there will be a hard Brexit. Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Can I grab a quick call, guys?
Sure.
While we're here, 7:49. We're going to break, but I want to go to Mel. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. The tax policy that has been going into effect now for about 50 years is a type of income distribution. If you look at the last thing that Cory Booker said, that he wants to give $1,000, $1,500 to every child in this country, you know what? Cut my taxes, and I'll give $1,000 to my kid myself.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the government trying to bequeath, trying to be the parent for our own children.
Yeah.
I want the responsibility. And if you want a living wage, don't collect half the money that I earn.
Yeah.
That's what the government has to start doing. Stop being a predatory tax collector.
Yep, you're right. Mel, right on the money. I couldn't agree more. 7:49 with Joe on the radio. It is exactly, they have, not, that's what scares me. And maybe you could help me with a phone call. Where New York is going, where Jersey is going, and where California is going, look at the results. Look at the results of these cities. Look what's—I mean, if you have it, if they're shining cities on a hill, look what's happening in Los Angeles with the homeless. I mean, look, but yet people keep voting progressive. They keep voting like that, and I can't for the life of me. I don't really care. You know, I don't want to vilify you for voting one way or another. But if you're getting, results out of it. And now the taxes in New Jersey, no one can live here anymore. No one's bringing it back. And it's enough to make you start to run for office. I'm telling you.
You're going to get a rebate. Big rebate.
I can't find bucks. You got to show me that in writing. Are you sure you weren't being dramatic?
That's $125 one-time tax rebate.
Who's advising the governor to go, wow, why don't you say that in public?
But and who would think that that's a good idea?
I know. That's what
I'm saying. The person making 50 grand, they're going to get back $125 on a tax credit. Okay. But most of those people that are making 50 grand don't own a home.
Yeah.
This is what the governor is missing here.
Yeah.
You know what? You want to tax millionaires making $5 million and above, that's one thing. But if you want to chase everybody out of the state that actually has money, go ahead and do this. But Steve Sweeney and Coughlin have said it's not going to happen. He's going to end up shutting the government down, the governor. Watch.
Yeah.
The government's going to get shut
down. For $125 bucks a person.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, 751. Debbie's out there. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Do you think the governor could be a little out of touch because he's so wealthy?
A little. A little. Have you seen the way he's run the soccer team that he owns? These people were living in this hard housing.
I'm trying to be positive and not personally attack anybody, but to answer your question.
Dark side.
Yeah, out of touch is putting it mildly. I just don't understand what we do every day. Yeah, I know how hard you work, Debbie. I see how hard you work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I work all the time.
And you got one job for your family, one job for the government. It's insane. Hey, traffic. And traffic's another thing. The guy running this city goes and runs for president. The traffic flow is ridiculous.
He's out of here. Yeah, he's just going around in Idaho, wherever he is.
Get that SUV. I'm out of here. How we doing in the city this morning? 7:52 on AM 970, The Answer right now.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. It's kind of busy right now as you head over to the Hudson River crossings, getting into town. 30 minutes in at the GWB. Lincoln 35, Holland, that's about 20 in from both approaches. We're still seeing volume Deegan south into the Cross Bronx, and it's moving slowly for you as you head to the eastbound BQE, getting up toward the Grand Central, that merge right there up by the RFK Bridge. An accident reported. Over at the Verrazano Bridge, some stop-and-go traffic getting into Brooklyn, so kind of busy here on the Staten Island Expressway right into the Verrazano. And the LIE westbound over by Sunnyside Boulevard, that's a stalled car. That's in the way, one lane blocked. It looks like PATH trains are back on or close to schedule. Expect some delays right now as you take it over to 3, getting out toward the Meadowlands. And we're still seeing slowdowns on 18 north at Route 1 with a crash in the southbound Palisades Parkway. Bad accident by exit 15 in Stony Point. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes Mueller added fuel to the fire.
Mueller saw that the impeachment might not be going ahead, and so he decided to say that it should, to throw gasoline into the fire. But hey, I'm not going to take any questions. I'm an arsonist, but I will not be questioned. about my arson.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka has the mainstream media figured out.
Whether it's anyone in the mainstream fake news industrial complex, flip it 180 degrees and understand that what they accuse the other of doing is what they are doing themselves. If they're awake and they're breathing, they're lying.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
My balance of nature. You're right. Balance of nature. It's only a phone call away. Did you go on balance? Did you try balance of nature yet? You got to go on balance of nature. Why? Because I care about you. And this is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's as simple as that. And when I tell you antioxidants, that's what antioxidant isn't like your Auntie Millie. It's an antioxidant. It actually puts out, takes care of, and stops the free radicals that are throughout your body. And it's the natural way to do it. It doesn't have that stinky vitamin smell, you know, that you get when you go to the vitamin store. And yeah, not the vitamin store, but a vitamin store, a health food store. You ever smell? It's like, it just doesn't smell right. And you know, but you go balance of nature, it's clean. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. Frankie's been telling me about it for years. Boom. I go on Balance of Nature. I meet the Howard family. Beautiful family. Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. And he's so right. Your energy is better. You get less colds. You don't get that scratchy throat. Your allergies are better. I don't know how I've made it through this whole area, the whole spring now, as busy as I've been. I think it's because of Balance of Nature. I really do. This is not a clinical study. This is me telling you, as my friend, part of this radio family, that this will help you do better in life and keep you. It's like a wellness program. Balance of Nature is Frank's on it and Al's on it and Debbie as well. Now we want you to experience a Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you could receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to, please, balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away. Go ahead.
Weather.
Oh, Joe's here? That's good.
I'm here.
That's okay. We had a little bit of a technical glitch. And it's all good. It's all good, Al. We're okay. With the Balance of Nature, Joe, you're calm. You're calm, too. You don't get upset. How are you, Joey Lumberg?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am great, actually. Very good. We're nice. We're calm. Carol Alt's coming in the studio. How bad could it be, Joey? That's all I'm saying.
It's going to be good. Going to be good.
Oh, you sound nice and clear on this connection, Joe. I like this.
Thank you.
Yes, very good. How are we doing weather-wise today?
Going to be nice today. Sun, a few clouds, 72. We get to 80 tomorrow, but a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. And it looks like dry weather starts to return on Thursday.
All right. Little rain. Rain today, you said?
No. Tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Joe. This is good.
We're good today. Today it's going to be beautiful.
Joe, we always appreciate it, my friend Joe Lundberg right there. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It is 7:58. We are up and we are running. Carol Alt coming in live in the studio. Eileen Fisher's coming in too. Oh, we got a lot to talk about with Miss Alt. You don't want to miss Carol Alt with Piscopo live on AM 970 The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.